Hello.
Oh, hi.
Would you look who
finally showed up. We are missing our sweet Ellie tonight because she's helping our sweet friend Bailey move. How kind is that?
We love that. But we wanted to record. Jen just brought up a really good point before we start recording that sometimes we'll get together and we talk or we eat or, you know, we're catching up on life. And, you know, Jen just got back recently. Bless you.
Thank you.
From a really neat tour and just had this awesome show where we're talking about relationships and we're sharing these experiences. And then we're like, wait, we need to record.
Yeah.
And to be honest, sometimes we give up and we're like, you know what? Maybe it's we don't so have late. Anything.
Yeah. Or so, just like we chat, like we'll meet together often to be like, okay, we're going to go over the schedule of who to bring to on the podcast. We're going to do these things. And then it just turns into that catch up hour. And then it's like, oh, it's late. Then we'll record. But tonight I was like, no.
Yeah.
Tonight we wanted to, I texted Ella and I was like, I've been thinking about this lately, a full send, just like commit and do it. So mm-hmm. I feel like even recording a podcast is like, no, full send, we came here, we're going to record, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and I think that's like kind of our theme, like that's something we've been talking about tonight is like, even if it's late, even if it's just for 5 minutes, even like, I don't know, like one experience I had today is I was late for this gym class that I signed up to, and it's a class where you have to like reserve your spot in the class, and if you're late, they do have like the permission to give your bike away. It's at this really incredible studio called Sweat Cycle House.
Oh, nice.
And I'm so not so
obsessed.
No, it's Sweat Cycle House. They're actually the least expensive cycling studio in Utah, which blows my mind because
really
just a quick plug for them. The best instructors. I feel so uplifted every time I go. Really good music. Always such a good workout. But tonight I was late. I was like, crap, I'm running late. And I'm like, oh, what if I just don't go? We're like, I'm going to be late. I'm going to interrupt the class. We're like, blah, 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 all these things. And then like, I go to the class, and so I, like, miss the first song.
Yeah.
And I go in, at my bike's on the front row, and I go in and get on my bike, and the teacher, like, gets off her bike, and she's like, I'm so excited you're here. And she, like, it's one of those bikes where you, like, get clipped in, and so, like, the lights are already off. So she just, like, makes sure I get clipped in, and she's like, your name's Ella, right? And I'm like, yep. She's like, awesome. You've been here before. Thanks for coming tonight. She's so excited to see me. And it was such a small
thing.
But it already just made me even more excited that I decided to come.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't like, oh, you showed up, you know? Like, so, like, that was a cool lesson for me of, like, A, full send, even if you're 5 minutes late. And then B, if someone else in your life or that you are involved with in any way, whether it's a fitness class or a relationship or, you know, whatever sort of interaction it is, like if they're honestly showing up and doing their best but maybe they're 5 minutes late or they're new or they're learning, like say, hey, I'm excited you're here. Like, I don't know, that was just such a small thing, but it just made
huge.
I was like, oh, I just felt so like safe and excited to be there instead of like, I don't know, I think she could have just been like, okay, if you're coming in late, like,
it made you feel embarrassed
for being late. Gear. So
I'm not even acknowledged with the fact that she's so nice.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love about the studios. They, like, learn people's names and, like, are just so excited when you come.
That's awesome.
So, a little plug for Sweat Cycle House, SCH. I, like, want to make sure that I'm not saying it wrong.
Yeah.
But also just a plug for allowing other people to full send, even if it's 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
You know?
And just, like, be kind to them. Yeah, another plug for you to be nice. Also, a plug for Ella's eyelashes. They
I got a new
so
mascara.
Good. They look amazing.
Thank
for
you.
All of our female listeners, what mascara is it?
It's L'Oreal. I do not know what kind. It's in a long pink, kind of light pink, shiny tube. I haven't bought it in months because it's like $10. So I've just been buying like the cheap $2 kind. But I was like, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. So thank you for noticing.
Yeah, they look so good. You're welcome. And also for any of our male listeners that also like wearing mascara, you can now know that too.
Jen, when's an experience that you've had recently where you decided to full send?
Full send. Oh my gosh. I feel like this is like the story of my life this year.
Okay.
It's just like, so like Ella mentioned, I just got back from a tour, but before that I went on another little tour. We've talked about this before, I think, on the podcast. I was going to maybe date this boy earlier this year. We were like best friends. Then he liked me and I was like, well, I'm not sure, because I just have like a very specific, like, soul's desire for the type of person I want to marry, which is specifically a reformed British bad boy convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I just really, that's like, oh, I want that so bad. And so when he came along, I was like, this doesn't fit in what I want. But then I thought, no, he's a really good guy and he's incredible and he's like one of my best friends. So, you know what? Yeah. And I was attracted to him. So I was like, let's do this thing. And then he came back and was like, actually, and like gave me all these, that's dumb. I shouldn't make that sound. He just came back and he gave me this list of excuses for why he didn't want to date. To him, it wasn't. It was like these valid reasons. But I was like, no, that's just crap. And he fed me all of this like crap. And so in my life, it was like, what excuses have I been making that are keeping me from what I want? Because the feeling I had when he gave me those excuses was so revolting. Like, it wasn't sad. It was more like, ugh, you just gave me all these excuses. I'm worth more than that. That made me think, like, what am I telling myself that's keeping me from what I want in my life? Because I'm doing that to myself. So then I put together this underground tour, and I went in May, and I played multiple nights in these cities on the West Coast. Wow, I almost said a different word. Jen!
Almost full scent
with this swearing. Yeah, that's
not
one thing.
Tonight.
I couldn't full send to that. I know. I would never. Okay, so anyway, I did that. And then I did that with the sole intent to go back, because I've been feeling lately like, okay, touring, it's common among musicians that, you know, you're not going to make money touring. You lose money touring. It's an investment. But I was like, no, I want to make money touring. Just because other people lose money doesn't mean that I have to. So guess who didn't lose money on tour? Boom, baby. I made enough money for myself. I paid the other musician that came with me, and we even had money to pay a videographer, like, well. I mean, it isn't like I'm rolling in the dough and we made $20,000, but we made enough money that covered food, gas, lodging, all the things, and then I had green to burn at the end of the tour. So that was so cool to me. So last night I bought a ticket to Paris because my little brother left there recently. But my next step was, okay, I want to marry a British person. Cool. So how do I meet them? Oh, I go over there. Like, this is what I've been feeling lately. God will give us the next step, but it's us to full send and go for it. Like, the other day I told a boy I liked him, and I was like, okay, I know this is going to destroy everything, but, like, full send. I just have to do it. Like, I don't want these, like, half, like, oh, like, I'm not sure. It's like, no. Like, I'm either going for it, and I'm going to fail brilliantly, but that's okay. I pick myself up, and I learn. But and lately I've been like so feeling like if I get an idea, don't wait to, I mean, be wise when it comes to like money or
be
spending
prudent.
Money.
Don't
yes.
Be dumb.
Don't be like, there's a difference between full sending and like
being reckless.
Yeah, being reckless.
And I think the difference is when the full send is going to expand you and to bring you to a higher level. If I'm going to full send and just eat a bunch of food because I feel emotional.
Yeah.
That's actually not maybe full sending.
It could.
But it could be.
Yeah.
If you're doing that every night, maybe ask yourself the question.
Yeah,
okay,
is that full send?
Full
yeah.
sending it in a drive-thru every single night the best thing? But if it's, I'm feeling emotional and I really would like to go connect with a friend and eat a milkshake. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's my only like cautionary thing that I've tried to ask myself is like, what am I hoping to get out of this full scent? Like going to my class tonight. Like what? It's because what I really wanted to get was to feel uplifted and empowered.
Yeah.
And move my body and feel strong.
Totally.
But if your full send is to walk away from a responsibility.
Yeah, it's like a half send. You're like, that's not a full send. A full send is like honoring yourself and your commitment.
Really honoring
yourself.
And I love that. I love, like, I don't think like, we hadn't really talked about that, but no. I do think that's important to, like, define what does a full send mean.
Ooh, yeah.
Because people say that a lot.
Yeah.
But I do think, I think it's any time when you're trying to expand yourself or honor yourself and really honor what you want to be. Because I do think that sometimes eating or staying at home and connecting with someone instead of going out to something exciting... Yeah. That can really bring you a lot of peace and make you feel whole. Totally. But also so can going to the gym or being transparent with a boy that you really care about or buying a ticket to Paris and pursuing an exciting opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think that's like would be the last thing that I would say was like really think of like what are you sending it towards?
Ooh,
I not like just like, oh, I don't really want to think about a choice. Or I don't really want to think about the consequences of something else, so I'm just going to go do something random.
Yeah, to divert my attention.
Can have a lot more intention.
Wow, that was really cool. Yeah, I want to piggyback off Ellie. You're brilliant. Oh, you're so grand. So lucky in my life. I was just thinking, like, the other day, like a month or two ago, just had this prompting where I realized like I'm really happy. I used to, as you all know, suffer with depression and have other mental whatever things. Like I have really bad ADD. I shouldn't say really bad. It's just like I begin to have anxiety and blah blah. But I'm now in a really beautiful space where I've managed it. I know how to deal with my ADD. There's still like, because I personally chose not to take medicine because I love having ADD. It's like one of the great joys of my life and also the great cons. Like there's. My room's always a wreck, let me tell you that much. Like, I haven't been doing outfits of the day because my room's a disaster and I don't want people to see it.
But it's okay.
But, amen. But I was sitting in the temple, shout out to the temple, anyway, also, wherever you guys go to feel peace and holiness, that is amazing, shout out to that. But
Taco Bell drive-thru.
Yeah! We love Taco Hell. Taco Bell turns into Taco. Just kidding. No, sorry. Okay, so anyway, I had this thought of just because my life is good doesn't mean that it can't be better. What can I eliminate from my life to invite more joy and happiness into my life? And I realized, like, I love treats. It's, like, my number one thing. And I especially love these chocolate-covered peanut butter-filled pretzels at Trader Joe's. And I was obsessed.
You do love those.
But wheat, really, I'm allergic to it. Like, I got my blood tested. But I ate really clean because I was healing my brain. And it worked. And I'm not depressed. And so then I would justify eating all of these things, but I'd have low energy. I didn't feel good. I had all these vocal issues. And I felt really clearly, cut out wheat and cut out dairy. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. I did. I feel so great. So many of my vocal issues went away. And I was like, what? When people, like, singers are like, I don't eat dairy. I was like, okay, whatever. Like, you're being dramatic. Like, either you're good or you suck. Dairy's not going to make a difference. And I'm like, oh my gosh, dairy has made a massive difference in my vocal issues that I had. And I've been thinking of this a lot in my life of like, just because I'm happy doesn't mean that I can't be happier. So what can I full send? What can I commit to? What's the kind of thing? People are like, oh, is it so hard? Like, it can be challenging, but it's...
But also, you're picking one thing. I think that's the thing of like you're not going to this extreme like tonight you made yourself really awesome mac and cheese and a really good salad and you filled your body with like really good foods. It's not saying I'm never gonna eat things that please me. It's like what is one thing I can do less of? And like for me that's been Instagram. Like what I'll do is I'll download Instagram to, once again, this is not gonna work for some people, but I've gotten into a good rhythm of I download it for one day and then I delete it for 2 days. Just the app on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not deleting my account. I enjoy Instagram, but I found, like, that cadence is, like, really helpful for me.
That's cool.
Of, like, I'm not on it all the time, but I'm not, like, oh, I'm only gonna be on it on Fridays. Or, like, it's just, like, every couple days, I'm gonna get onto Instagram.
Yeah.
Gonna connect with people. I have, like, right now, you know, I might post something to support a friend.
Yeah.
I might do whatever it is that I do on Instagram, but I feel like it's, as I've like, once again, for me, the full send was actually cutting back on something. But as I've kind of committed to this like balance, it's just been like, huh, like Instagram's a lot more chill for me than like every day I have it all the time. Yeah. But also I don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to delete it because
yeah, entirely.
Bad. Because it isn't bad. For me, yeah. I just had to commit to a better balance and becoming more centered in that. So love I think that. That's just going back to our definition of a full send.
Yeah.
Should be really bringing you more of whatever you're seeking.
Yes, and more joy. Like, the full send is all about, like, getting over your fears to reach the other side and be more joyful. Also, the mac and cheese I made today was gluten-free and vegan. Hey. So you can find, you can still enjoy eating foods.
Yeah.
Well, and yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I like what you said of, like, I think sometimes we do have, like, we're, like, oh, I'm feeling good about life.
Yeah.
And I think I like your perspective of, like, what are things I can eliminate or what are things I can, like, test out
to
have, like, this higher level of enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of maybe where, it, from my perspective, like, the phrase, like, full send started.
Yeah.
Was people just wanting to try something
new. Yes.
So also realize that if you full send it.
Yeah, and take risks. And doesn't
work for you.
Yeah.
Cool. But you'll never know until you
commit and totally. Do it. Totally. Like, I got a haircut the other day because my hair has been, like, being, like, a mop. And I was like, all right, I've been scared to get layers, but full send, whatever, I'm just going to do it. Like,
here we go.
And I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, whatever, just do it. What's that quote from, like, the Zookeeper movie?
20 seconds.
Yeah, insane courage, just full send.
Yeah, I've cut 16 inches off my hair this
yeah,
year.
Ella's hair looks so good.
It's very short right now.
Oh, yeah, and she's got a little trim, and it looks amazing. She's got a little trim.
Okay, but to wrap it up, it's A, choose to full send and allow others to full send.
Yeah.
Be
excited when people full send.
Be excited.
Yeah.
C, number three, be intentional about it.
Yeah.
And then D, be willing to test out new things.
Yeah.
Like Jen's example, be willing to test out new things and realize that that's what it is. It's an experiment, but you do have to fully commit to it.
Yeah.
In order to see how it works.
Yeah, so just...
There's your tutorial on how to full send.
Yeah, so we encourage you to ask yourself, what is something I've been wanting to do, but I've been scared to do?
Try it for
What's
a week.
The thing? Yeah, and, like, you'll know exactly what it is that you're like, man, I felt this urge, or, like, this prompting or this feeling or this desire to do this thing, but I've been too scared. Full send. Let us know.
We love
Freaking
you.
Freaking commit.
We also just made a really exciting schedule for the rest of this month in December. Some really cool guests. So look forward to that.
Yes, we love
Thank you.
Bye.